Hello, American Fork High School. My name is Dr. Chad Simons from the University of New Mexico. I'm going to be judging music ensemble today. Looking forward to hearing your band. And Mr. Miller, I want to congratulate you on your pending retirement. I do have a little something for you guys at the end of this tape, so please make it to the end, fast forward to the end, whatever you would like to do after your performance so we can just have a short chat. I appreciate that, and good luck on your performance. Ensemble guys, and some nice job of shaping some of those lines, particularly in keyboard. We're off and running now. Obviously, a well-trained band, and we're doing a nice job of supporting sounds. Balance of sound is actually quite good. Holt Arena can be a challenging place to play, particularly for percussion, and getting the balance correct between drum line and the wind on and the wind section. You're doing a nice job with that. It's a bit much on the low end of the spectrum, particularly at the beginning. But the drums are tuned nicely, and everything's going well there. Good. As we get in here, guys, once again, you're in an environment that's a little boomy on the low end, so we can use a little bit more melody here, a little bit more of the top end of the spectrum, so soprano, alto, tenor, bass. We're just a little bit bottom heavy, and use a touch more soprano, which is a little bit of an unusual thing to say, but really for this environment in particular, just a touch more trumpet in particular would help us out in terms of the balance. I appreciate the way that you're shaping these phrases. They make sense. They flow into each other. They flow into the impacts properly. Nice woodwind moment. The Kritali color is a wonderful accent, too, that provided that it happens the left edge exactly on time with woodwind. You might think about taking that moment, guys, and letting your front ensemble lead into this next ensemble moment. There's a bit of a dead space there. Very nice. Very nice. It's a very controlled sound. Once again, I think the only thing that I would like to hear out of that at the moment, the intonation is very good. I could use just a touch more soprano in the brass line on the impact moments and just brighten that color slightly. It's a nice job with ensemble control between the front ensemble and woodwinds. That's well done. good trumpet. Hey, let's he's gonna go again. Good. I feel like, guy, my friend, you're doing a really nice job on that. The phrase itself is a little bit. You're shaping every single note inside the phrase. We can make that even more effective if you spend a little bit more time thinking about the totality of the phrase itself, rather than note to note, what's happening on your solo. But very lovely tone and pretty well in tune. Nice job. Trumpets, let's open up more here. We can go farther with the expression and on those little impact points. Very good. It's very good intonation control and trombone. I appreciate that. Well done. It's too much percussion for this venue. When you get outside, that could very well be different. For this venue, it's too much. Guys, the way that you're treating the ends of those notes, we want to release those with a breath that continues into the next part of the phrase. Right now you're kind of going, right? There's a little bit of a decay at the end. The release isn't quite together. Release that with an H. Release it with an H and a breath so that those moments are just ring a little bit better on the field. All right, now having some pitch issues, particularly between mid-brass and low brass here, that we might want to spend some time working out when you get back home. Ya-da-dee-da-da. Dig out the bottom note in mellophone. The top note tends to take care of itself. Ya-da-dee-da-da. When you make the leap down, that note needs to be lit up so that the phrase makes even more sense. Very good. Appreciate the crescendo into the impact point. It's shaped very well. Yeah. Ba-ba-da-da-dee-da-da. It's being well played, but the whole of that ba-dee-da-dee-da-da needs to move to the end. But we've got a balance issue between the battery and the front ensemble here. So we either need to turn up the front ensemble or back off the battery. Part of that, once again, is the idiom, but that's the name of the game. Excuse me, the facility. I can't hear the front ensemble. Very good xylophone playing. Licks nicely done. I can hear the xylophone, which was well done. A little thing about the tuning of the drums. I like the way they sound. Occasionally, I feel like the meltdown from soprano all the way to bass, it has a little bit of a hole in it, much like the winds around the tenor area. So we might just want to bring the tenor players either a little bit more in volume or up in pitch just a touch, so that continuum functions a little better. Yeah, mellophones, ya-da-da-dee-da-da-ya. The emphasis is on the wrong syllable. You're aiming at the middle of the phrase. In that case, I suggest you aim at the end of the phrase. Ba-da-da-dee-da, za-da-da-da-da. And do it on one breath and flow into that last note. That'll make the middle of the phrase easier to control as well. Once again, just in terms of balance, I could use a little more soprano in this blend. Lovely. Saxophones, mellophones, nice job. Good control of the tempo as well. Yeah, ba-da-da-dee-da, and release that with an H, guys. Blow to the end of that. Ba-da-da-dee-da. Guys, lots of good things going on. I'm picking lint in terms of the music ensemble here. Let me encourage you to double down on a couple of things. The balance issues, and part of it's because you're in an indoor facility. Let's check balances between drumline and horns, particularly if you're going to a BOA-style event, which you may be later in the season or very soon. I think that balance could use a little bit of tweaking, particularly it's a bit overpowering here and there. Also, the balance in the wind section itself on the larger impact points could use, I think, a little bit more soprano in general, which is trumpet up on top. Now, when you get outside, that may be different. Certainly in this facility, it's just a little bit, the show would benefit from having a little bit more brightness here and there in the soprano line. So, really, an excellent show. You play very, very well. You're very musical. Everybody understands their musical role on the field, and I think that's fantastic. So, well done, once again, Mr. Miller. To my short message to you, I was here 6 years ago. I haven't been back since. And I was here the night that that you guys endured your accident. As a matter of fact, I remember having dinner with Dr. Brooks, who's the director of bands here at ISU, and we got the call that there had been an accident, and we went to the hospital, and I was at the hospital at the time when you guys started rolling in ambulances and in the bus. One of the things that I remember about you most was the support that you gave each other that night through a very, very difficult situation. I want you to know that I remember you, that I remember your instructor, even though I didn't know her. And most of all, I remember your culture and the fact that you are a large family and you conducted yourselves that way that evening. Very honorably. I know that Heather would be proud of you, and certainly I'm proud to know you. John, congratulations on a career that is worthy of your kids. I hope to see you again. Good luck on the remainder of your season.